Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Who will go ahead and get started, open up to your questions.
Who will be your starting quarterback against the Chargers? It's been reported that Josh Allen has. Yeah,
that's accurate. Josh will start.
Can you also explain what your thinking is now in making the change?
It's the right move for our team.
Can you elaborate on that, Sean? I mean, last week, Nate was your guy, and it's 1 week. It seems pretty quick to have made that decision. What went into the decision, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't feel a need, honestly, to elaborate. That's, we talk a lot in-house about decisions and things and what we've got to do and the right move at the right time. And right now, Sal, this, with all respect to your question, this is the right move for us.
How much sooner are you doing this than you would have wanted to in a perfect world?
It's the right move. That's what we got to do. It's the right move for us and where we are. It's the right move. That's
what we're doing. How permanent is this move?
I'm not going to get into how permanent it is, guys. And again, you got to understand where I'm coming from. It's the right move for our football team, and I'm not going any further than that. It's the right move for our team. I've got confidence in Josh. I have confidence in this football team, and it's the right move for our team.
Sean, you need to explain. Immediately after the Baltimore game, you had some specific thoughts on Josh's play and the time that he was in there. Command and other things that you referenced. How much are you able to glean from that? And when you went through this decision process, could you just at least expand on that part of what he showed you in a regular season game?
Well, in the regular season game, similar to what I said after the game, Vic, I thought his command of the offense was there. There were some things that he did well in getting us in and out of the huddle, which those are things you don't take for granted when a young player is out there. And then after the snap, executed fairly well at times. And then there's other times where we need to execute better. He moved well to put himself in position and generate some offense, I thought, within the pocket and then outside of the pocket. There's some things that, like I said, after the game that he can do better. And it's going to be he's going to continue to learn and grow. And that's the growth mindset that our team embraces. And that's the case in this situation.
This is the right move for the team. What makes you think it's the right move for Josh's development personally?
Well, when you look at it, experience is important as well. And he's going to get valuable experience from being, in this case, where he's going to be this weekend in particular, behind the steering wheel. And there's certainly valuable experience when you can stand and watch, but as we all know, there's no substitute for the experience when you're actually behind the wheel, and so there's a lot of value to that.
Sean, were you always comfortable with Josh as a plan B if Peterman was ineffective or got hurt?
Yes. Yeah.
Even though it would have been an accelerated decision, maybe, or an accelerated situation for Josh, you were comfortable with that, obviously, because you got rid of AJ.
Yes, that's accurate. I mean, when you draft a quarterback like we did, there's a part of it that you got to say, hey, yeah, he's going to play either A or B or C in early, middle, or late, or the next year. I mean, you got to be okay with all of that, and I'm like I said before, that's accurate. I'm comfortable with it.
Sean, when you go to a rookie quarterback, a high draft pick, it's obviously kind of an organizational decision. Who was involved? And the ultimate decision, I guess, to put him in.
Right. Well, the ultimate decision is mine. Brandon and I talk about everything, as you guys know. And then certainly we worked with Terry and Kim as well and keep them informed of our decisions and everything we do.
Sean, how much of this decision is based on physical traits, X and O's, and how much of it is based on the mental makeup of Josh?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into again, with all due respect to the questions, I get it. But there's some things that you know, I can share, and there's some things that are need to stay where they need to stay. And, you know, I'm respecting where you guys are, and you need to respect where we are on this as well.
How prepared do you think he is for this?
He's prepared, and he will be prepared. I mean, I don't think he's prepared yet. It's a natural progression during a week, but he'll be prepared. At the end of the day, he's a young player. So we keep that all in mind, manage expectations, and know that we embrace that growth mindset, that there's going to be some challenges, some adversity, and you keep learning as you go, and you embrace that. I mean, I think we all do that here. I embrace that. There's a lot of lessons that I learned from the game the other day that we've got to make adjustments, and he'll have to make some adjustments as he grows as well.
I want to follow up on that specific point, because I know after the game you pointed to yourself needing to evaluate how you prepared this team at the top of that list. Looking back, and how do you feel you evaluated the quarterback situation heading in to last week and then having to make this change now?
I want to make sure I understand your question.
Do you feel you misjudged the quarterback position heading into the season?
No.
Why not? Certainly looks that way from where we sit.
Well, listen, I felt like it was just like this. I feel like it's the right move. I feel like that was the right move. And I'll take that to my grave. That's how I felt about it. I'm always going to try and make the right move for our football team. Sometimes it's going to work out. Sometimes it's not. And I stand by it as a leader. I stand by those, both the ones that work out and the ones that don't.
Did giving a rookie quarterback his first start now at home, first regular season start for the home opener versus on the road, does that play into any of the thinking?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of things a lot of variables that go into it. It's the right move for our team, which I keep coming back to. And you guys need to understand, everything I do, everything we do is to do the right thing for our football team. It's not for one individual, it's for the team. And that drives every decision we make.
Sean, I know we'll talk with Josh later.
What
was his reaction to you when you informed him at the beginning of the start?
Yeah, he was excited. I'm excited for him. I'm excited for our football team and excited to see and watch how he prepares this week, probably more so than anything at this point.
For him to have success, how important is it to get LeSean McCoy more than 7 carries in a game?
LeSean's a big part of our offense, and that was that way last year, and that'll continue to be the case. So we've got to, as we talk about going back and looking at things that we can do better, I can do better, you know, that's somewhere in there, and as well as many other things.
Hey, Sean, look, it's not breaking news here. You didn't play well on offense, but there's two key guys, I thought, Benjamin and Clay, who were really kind of invisible in that game. And I know there were circumstances, but do you need those two guys to be better than they were?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of Kelvin, the mother of Zay Jones tweeted this week that Zay needs to tell Kelvin where to line up on each play. How much have you seen that yourself?
I'm not going to get into tweets and all that type of stuff. Again, with respect to your question, I don't follow tweets, Mike. I'm not on Twitter, but that's not going there.
Specifically on Charles and Kelvin, if you could just kind of share some thoughts on what they have to do to be more presentable to the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good point. I think we all have to be more presentable. You know, there's not just one guy out there playing the part. It's all 11 guys executing one play at one time. And if you want to be a good offense or a defense or a special teams, you've got to make sure you execute. And some of that is just making sure we're on the same page with how we see coverage, with how we see leverage, you know, whether it's run or pass, that making sure we're on the same page and going to the right spot as well.
Team 5 starting on the offensive line this week?
Yes.
Sean, how concerned are you with how this decision affects Nathan moving forward now that he's been named the starter twice, failed to play the entire game, and then was replaced the following week?
Again, a young player. You know, he's gone through some challenges. Certainly, I acknowledge that, and I think Nate would acknowledge it as well. There's been some good moments. I know, you know, there's been some moments certainly that we all like to have back. I expect that he'll learn from those moments and continue to grow and move forward.
Sean, what about the task at hand facing Phillip Rivers and the Chargers and that passing attack? Obviously, after you know what happened, some of the things that broke down on your end last week, and kind of getting back to where you need to.
Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do, Sal, and that's in every phase of our game. As you mentioned, with Phillip Rivers, have a lot of respect for Philip, had gone against him a number of times, a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and very smart in terms of what he does before the snap, which most quarterbacks are, the good ones. And you know, they've got a high-powered offense, as you saw, and we've got a lot of respect for them.
Coach, how do you hope Nate Orchard can kind of help your defense here?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll just take it one day at a time, getting started today, Chris, and seeing how he acclimates into the terminology probably more than anything, and then what we ask him to do with the game plan. And, you know, so, you know, I know Brandon looks at everything and felt like this was the right move for us, and so we're excited to have him on board and get him going here.
Sean, where do things stand at the cornerback position? Will Phillip remain in the starting lineup? Will Vontae be in the mix once again?
We're going to continue to mix that. You know, you'll see both guys out there today, and we got confidence. We have confidence in both of them. So,
were you light at that position last week? Looking back, Mickey only had four active.
Yeah, it's,
you lost a guy.
You know, I mean, usually you dress seven or eight at the position. We had four safeties and I believe four corners at the time. So we're about, you know, where we probably would normally be going into a game.
Sean, you have a lot of veterans in that room that experienced the playoffs last year. How do you kind of, as a leader, prepare them for what will probably be some ups and downs with a rookie quarterback?
Well, you know, if you continue to, work on our culture. We've got some new guys, and it's important that we continue to build our culture. If not, and manage it. If not, it's going to grow up around us in a form that we don't want it to be. And then, B, that we continue to embrace the growth mindset of there's going to be some challenges. Last year there were challenges in a playoff year. You got to hang together and continue to work and make adjustments. You know, that was mentioned earlier about learning from the game a few days ago. And we continue to grow and make adjustments, and that's what I expect from our football team.
To be clear, Nate Peterman are on the scout team now?
Yes.
Hey, Sean, this is a team that beat you by 30 last year at third place. Does that factor into any of the preparation going into this thing, even the motivation for your players, the guys who were here last year, being drummed out there the way you were?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's certainly you know, I see that. We have a lot of respect for them, as I mentioned earlier. It's probably a better question for them, but as a competitor, that would drive me, and I hope it drives our football team.
Kevin, I asked Brian Daboll this question on Monday, but I think he didn't really feel comfortable answering it because of what the quarterback situation was. But what did you learn from Josh, or what mitigated what you could have learned from Josh in his situation in Baltimore, given that he was facing a lot of backups, vanilla defense, things like that? I mean, what do you take from Baltimore that you move forward?
Experience for Josh. I mean, I think there's good experience there. Each day he gets more and more reps, more and more chance to be around what we're doing, the system, NFL football. It's all just part of the overall process, the growth process that you go through, you know, and just acclimating oneself to life in the NFL and then life under center. And so it's all part of the development.
What did you necessarily like? Was there anything that really stood out to you?
With respect to Josh's performance at Baltimore, well, like I said earlier, Tim, I feel, you know, he had command of the huddle. The play clock, I've been around some young quarterbacks before, the play clock, and I know some of you guys look up like, you know, the play clock. No, that's real. To get in and out of the huddle on time that's a challenge sometimes. For young quarterbacks, and then diagnosing where to go with the football, reading defenses, that's a challenge. So, and then moving in the pocket like he did at times, not just escaping the pocket, but moving within the pocket, I thought was important.
All right.
Nice guys.
I gotta go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.